The Mystery of Four, written by Sam Blake and read by Aoife McMahon.
I'm sorry, just run that past me again?
Tess Morgan turned up the speaker on her phone and ran her hands into her bubbly chestnut curls, narrowing her eyes, as if it would help her better understand the man who had just called. And possibly ruined her life. Wherever he was, she could hear traffic, the pip of a pedestrian crossing. He had a strong Northern Irish accent, but that didn't mean anything.
I wanted to talk to you about Owen Doyle. We've received some information about the disappearance of Fidel Mahoney. I believe Doyle works for you.
And you are again?
Jerry Lynch, Daily News.
The Daily News was an Irish national tabloid, as her best friend Genevieve's eternally elegant mother Clarissa put it so aptly, a rag she wouldn't clean her shoes on. Getting a call from them was never going to be good. Tess cleared her throat.
Owen doesn't work for me. I don't really know him at all. I mean, I know of him, but only what I've heard.
I had information that he was involved in the restoration of Kilfenora House. You do own Kilfenora House?
Yes, I do.
Tess paused for a moment, thinking hard. It's possible he was working for one of the contractors, maybe?
I'd have to check. I didn't employ him personally.
I did wonder about that, given that you live alone.
Tess wasn't sure if she was more surprised by his tone or the fact he was implying knowledge of her domestic arrangements. Either way, it was creepy.
I'm sorry?
Owen Doyle has been connected to the disappearance of several women over the past 10 years. They all lived alone.
Tess tried to catch her thoughts and process what he was saying. Owen Doyle lived in the village, had done all his life. He had a conviction for assaulting his ex-wife, she knew about that, and there had been rumours about the guards being interested in his activities around the times various women had disappeared in Wicklow. According to local gossip, Doyle maintained that he'd just been in the wrong place at the wrong time, albeit on more than one occasion. Enough times for him to be taken in for questioning, but not enough to land him in court. Although that could have had less to do with his innocence, and more to do with the fact that the missing women's bodies had never been found. The Gardaí kept denying that a serial killer might be at work, but it was all in the papers that they'd launched a single investigation into what had been dubbed the Radio Snatcher disappearances, and were drawing links between them.
But what the hell had this got to do with Kilfenora?
I'm sorry, Jerry, is it? I'm still not clear how this relates to me.
We've had a tip-off that there might be an area of interest to the Gardaí on the edge of the Kilfenora estate.
Tess looked blindly out of her office.